Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Michael Coxon, and this is Pre-Season Pubcast. Our top story this week, Pubcast Shake-Up. Rumours are abound that the football pubcast is on the verge of a controversial Bosman signing for the News of the World fake shake. But first, let's have a look around the other news for the week. Sunderland have celebrated their new sponsorship deal with Heinz by signing 6-foot baked bean Wes Brown from Manchester United, who joins the club alongside John O'Shea. The club are rumoured to be looking to build an entire team of Manchester United cast-offs with the imminent signings of Darren Gibson, William Prunier and Eric Jemba-Jemba. Craig Bellamy has blasted Manchester City after the richest club in the world tried to get him to take a pay cut. Bellamy cited the fact that he has to support 13 underprivileged children as part of a project in Sierra Leone as a reason for refusing to take it. However, Manchester City have had a U-turn now and are actually looking to sign the 13 kids off Bellamy in order to adhere to the new UEFA financial fair play criteria. And in other City news, following the renaming of their stadium, the Mirror's Ollie Holt, the chief sports writer and footballer agitator on Twitter, fears that this could lead to other major clubs following. Could this mean that Anfield becomes Fenway Park 2, or that Stamford Bridge becomes the Gazprom Ground? Could it mean that Fratton Park becomes the administration arena? Only time will tell. And one final major shock for Manchester City fans this week was the famously loyal City Till He Dies Carlos Tevez handing in a transfer request. Where have I heard that one before? Tevez has cited the fact that he wants to be closer to his kids in Buenos Aires, which is understandable, but when you consider that Manchester is a mere 30 or 40 miles further away from Buenos Aires as the crow flies than Madrid or Milan, you start to wonder, maybe, just maybe, he wants some big money for a change. Fulham successfully came through their first round Europa League tie this week, drawing 0-0 in the second leg away at NSI Runavik of the Faroe Islands to go through 3-0 on aggregate. Best thing about this match was the fact that they were genuinely watched by one man and his dog, and there are pictures to prove it. I recommend you look them up. In the next round, Fulham will face the might of Northern Ireland's Crusaders. Rumours that they may be watched by a cat in the next game cannot be confirmed. The Luka Modric transfer saga has rumbled on this week, and I'll be honest, our friends at Whopping aren't the only people who use slightly underhanded tactics in order to get a scoop. So, here's what I heard when I hacked into Harry Redknapp's voicemail this week. Boop! Or, right, it's Harry. Yeah, yeah. Stop bidding for Luka. He's not going anywhere. I'm taking 22 million, you mag. Am I going to settle for 30 million? Two packets of potatoes, knock off Robin Reliant and Salomon Kalou. Alright, Roman, it's Harry. Tell you what, you can keep Kalou. I'd just have 3 bags of potatoes. Can I just say, apologies for Harry Redknapp for that horrible intrusion into his private life. However, this won't be the last ever issue of the Football Pubcast. Sorry about that, fans. Another major transfer story this week, and my personal favourite, is the completion of Dale Jennings from Tranmere Rovers' move to Bayern Munich. Yes, that Bayern Munich. Kind of reminiscent of the days that their striker Stuart Barlow was perennially linked with Real Madrid and Barcelona. Now, I personally wish Dale Jennings all the best in the world, and I just wish that more young and old English players would go abroad. That means you, John Terry. Go to Tahiti, never come back. And of course, Kenny Dalglish has continued his aim of winning the Premier League with Liverpool with an entire team of central midfielders by signing 83-year-old Blackpool midfielder Charlie Adam this week. Now, he's a brilliant set-piece taker, but he's got to be home for his meals on wheels, so don't expect him to be playing too often on a Thursday night. Oh wait, Liverpool aren't in Europe this week, so don't expect him to be playing too often in the 5:15 kickoffs on a Saturday. And in international news, the Copa America continues, and after 10 games in the tournament, a mere 13 goals have been scored, and two of them were by Costa Rica, who aren't even from South America. So maybe, just maybe, the FIFA rankings that place England above Brazil and Argentina aren't so wrong. Mind you, if we were there, we probably would have lost 4-0 to Bolivia by now. And England's women continue to outshine the men by reaching the quarter-final of the Women's World Cup, where they will meet France later today. Now, I wish them all the best in the world. And here is an update on how they're doing from Richard Keys and Andy Gray. Apologies for that silence there, ladies and gentlemen, but I've been told by our lawyers that we're not allowed to include either a reference to fun bags or the fact that Richard Keys' dinner was late on Wednesday night in the show. Well, that's about all we've got time for this week. To wrap up, here's a message from one of our fans.
Hello, Football Podcast. This is Nelson Mandela. Aung San Suu Kyi might have got through her house arrest by listening to Dave Lee Travis, but I only survived Robben Island by listening to Stuart Hall.
Well, there you have it. Have a good week, ladies and gentlemen, and can the last person out of the Emirates Stadium please turn the lights off when they leave?